Mike Silver from the NFL Network is here. And before we worry about the Warriors, maybe he is a little worried about the Warriors. You worried about the Warriors, Mike?
No, I'm not worried about the Warriors. And better yet, the Warriors are not worried about the Warriors. But once they decide to worry about the Warriors, I believe everything will be good. And these are good problems to have. These are three straight finals appearance problems. They'll get it rolling.
They'll get it rolling. Mike Silver rolling with us from NFL Network. The move has been made. Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to get the Niners rolling in the right direction? Mike, do you care to place any bets on just what this performance in Chicago might be like for him?
I think it'll be good. I mean, I saw him come in and play in Arizona when they were coming off an NFC Championship game appearance. The last year's season opener on the Sunday night opener. And, I thought at the time he looked, this sounds crazy now, but for people who remember, he looked like a young Tom Brady. And that's in the beginning, Tom Brady was not doing the things he does now and single-handedly manhandling people, but he was very efficient and accurate and smart and, made big throws when he needed to, but wasn't wowing you with numbers. And that's what I saw in that game. And that was a big game at the time. Arizona ended up having a disappointing season, but that should have been a win for Arizona.
But that opened up the year. It was a Sunday nighter.
Yeah, that was cool. And then, and then Jimmy got hurt. But so I haven't seen him a ton, but, I'm really excited. I think a lot of people in the NFL really like him. Part of me wonders how much the Patriots really loved him, because if you really loved him and your quarterback's 40, you find a way to string that out another year, in my opinion. But, just because I'm musing about that doesn't mean he's not really, really good. I think it's going to be cool.
Do you think when the Patriots drafted Jimmy Garoppolo, they really thought that they would be to him by now? Did they, were they worried about Brady not being able to just defy age and Mother Nature by playing so well at the age of 40?
I hope so. I mean, if they're as good an organization as we think they are, and if they're as smart as we think they are, they should have been planning for it even before drafting Jimmy Garoppolo. It's a sport where not only do people get old quickly, as we saw with Peyton Manning, but people's careers end suddenly, as we saw with Joe Theismann. So, anybody who tells you they've got it all figured out is not allowing for a lot of forces that can go wrong quickly. So, yeah, I would imagine the Patriots have been cognizant of this for a long, long time, and they're going to have to come up with another plan now and hopefully very quickly, because as amazing as Tom Brady is, there's some things we can't control.
Mike Silver, NFL Network here on 95.7 The Game. It's good to have him along. So the Raiders officially haven't caught many breaks this season, Mike, but Paxton Lynch last week, Geno Smith this week, that feels like a couple of breaks to me.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, but it's not like, oh, the Giants with Eli Manning coming in, look out. I mean, I don't know if you've seen them play a lot.
I agree.
Probably saw them play last time they were in the Bay Area, and I don't think it went so well. So, on paper, I guess that's a break. But, the Raiders are in a situation where they have been a lot worse than we expected, and yet still have, by the grace of the AFC West disaster gods, they still have life. So, if they want to make a run at this, and they're fortunately for them in position to, they got to beat Geno Smith or Eli Manning. And, by the way, Eli's going to be the number two here, not Davis Webb, which is interesting. So, the way things go, and I'm going to go to this game, I feel like maybe Eli will end up playing anyway. We'll see what happens.
If winning a division, Mike, has anything to do with having a hot, experienced quarterback and a pretty nasty defense, are the Chargers about to make a case for the AFC West here? Because they got both of those.
Well, they look like the best team right now, or least bad. And Kansas City is just a shocking fall from grace, because a month into the season, they clearly look like the best team in the league, and they look awful. Denver, of course, is unsalvageable, complete disaster. The Raiders have been, a huge disappointment. And the Chargers, could have won those first two games, should have won at least one and probably both if they had a competent kicker, which at the time they did not. So give a lot of credit to Anthony Lynn, who's a rookie head coach, for keeping them engaged and keeping them, you know, competing. And because of those other three situations, not only do they have a chance, but right now they look like the best team.
Certainly the New York Giants, who are coming in here, don't look like the best team. There's an uproar over everything they do this season in New York. Ben McAdoo is the most about to lose his job guy I've seen in a long time in sports. We all know it's going to end poorly there. But is he getting improperly raked over the coals for the way they handled this whole Eli Manning benching thing? Because like there's nothing he could do that people would say, well, he did a good job at that.
Yeah, it's a good question. I've not been overly impressed by, you know, him in general as a leader. My personal reaction to the Eli Manning thing was a lot more measured than everybody else's. I was kind of like, oh, yeah, they're 2-9, they're out of it. He's not going to be the quarterback of the future. Probably Ben's bosses want to see what they have in Davis Webb, which is understandable. I was a little surprised that, you know, they're going to Geno and Webb's not even active this game. But, you know, it made sense to me. The sharpness of the reaction around the league and from former Giants players and Eli's former teammates and other quarterbacks like Phillip Rivers, I've been a little taken aback by just how strongly people feel this was a horrible thing. And so I'm kind of trying to take all that into account and wonder if I'm underreacting. So I'll vibe it out at the stadium Sunday. I'll talk to some Giants people. But to me, it didn't seem that shocking. I mean, you know, I'm real close with Hugh Jackson. I could tell you 1,000 reasons why I think it's not his fault in Cleveland. If he gets fired, and right now he's 1-26, I'm not going to go, oh my God, he got fired. I'm going to go, oh, he's in the NFL and people lose and they got fired. So same with Eli. Eli's had 2 Super Bowl victories. He's done a lot of great things. His team is 2-9. He's old. They're probably going to have a chance to get a quarterback at the top of the draft next year. So, yeah, he got benched. I just, you know, it didn't seem like a big deal to me.
In terms of overreaction, underreaction, Mike, in my entire life, I've never seen quite a reaction like the one Tennessee got during this Greg Schiano debacle that they've gone through, and they're still looking for another coach. Is this a watershed moment for social media? Either it's good or bad. It doesn't matter. I think that we just saw something happen that we've never seen happen before, where basically a pile-on of fan concern created a fork in the road that a school that had made a hire took.
Well, you're asking me this in the same week that the president of the United States retweeted a fringe fascist style account, their content that has caused an international incident and may imperil the lives of Americans and Muslims around the globe. So if you put it in perspective, I would say it's not necessarily a watershed moment.
Right. And Mike, this is a sports show.
No. I'm just saying, like, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on Twitter all the time, often from one account. But, you know, to me, the first thing I would say is Vols fans seem to have this disconnect between what their program really is and what they think it is that is staggering to me. In other words, like, I'm a Cal guy and I know our place in the universe, and I'm really excited to have Justin Wilcox as our coach, and there have been openings where we've aimed high, as we should, and, you know, I get it. But, you know, I think Tennessee kind of, their fans kind of feel like, oh, well, this is one of the, you know, top 3 jobs in college football, or maybe all of football. So, you know, anyone that we deem below our standards, how dare you? And that may not be the case. The other thing is that, you know, I've probably ripped Greg Schiano more than any pro football analyst or writer, and yet I'm on his side in this one. I mean, absent the evidence that he actually, you know, witnessed what it was claimed that he witnessed, and I'll take Greg at his word for now that's not the case. This was a crazy character assassination. In my opinion, it was used as an excuse to do what you said, which is just, you know, stop an unpopular hire, and it now damages him, you know, going forward, you know, getting hired anywhere. So You know, I think that it's unfortunate, but to me, the root of it is the fact that the fan base does not have a realistic assessment of its place in the world.
Did I hear you mention that you're going to be at the Raiders game this weekend?
Yeah, I was going to do Seahawks-Eagles, but after the Eli benching, my bosses, like the other people I mentioned who reacted strongly to the Eli Manning benching, thought it was a bigger story. So I'm not going to argue if it lets me not get on an airplane. But, yeah, I'm going to see the Raiders, which will be good. Haven't seen them since the Kansas City game, which was a lot of fun. And, yeah, I'll know a lot more once I'm able to do that.
You know, I know you got your ear to the ground always, and you hear the whispers. What do you make of the whispers that Del Rio has lost that locker room? I've seen it refuted. I think Rod Woodson himself said this is nonsense, or Charles Woodson, or some Woodson, or it was just, you know, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what to make of Del Rio's voice in that room, and you know, I watch what Crabtree and Tlaib did, and I think here's an undisciplined team, but they rally to win the game. So I don't know what to make of this.
Well, I think Jack's done some really, really good things and was rewarded for it with the contract extension. But, you know, he came to a place that had been struggling for a long time to have a certain level of professionalism and success, and he had a big role in getting them to a better place. I think that you know, a lot of people questioned the decision to change offensive coordinators after the season. It seemed bizarre on paper. So if that has not worked out the way that they wanted, that's going to fall on Jack, because that's ultimately his call. Obviously, he fired his defensive coordinator in midstream, so that's something that he's got to answer for. You know, I believe there is some level of discord in that building, but I also think that, you know, I'd be more surprised if there wasn't. When a team has expectations like the Raiders have, well-founded expectations, in my opinion, and things are have gone as frustratingly as they have for them through 11 games, I would expect there to be, you know, some sort of unrest, especially, you know, you've got a new offensive coordinator and now a new defensive coordinator. With all of that said, you know, I don't have any knowledge that it's a lost cause. And because they're in the AFC West, they certainly have reason to put their heads down and try to grind through it. And, you know, they get in the playoffs and win a game, all of a sudden it's a happy ending and, you know, Jack's being lauded. So, you know, Jack's been in this a long time. He gets it. If you win, it's, you know, you're going to get a lot of credit. If you don't win, the sky's going to be falling. So, you know, I think he would believe it's fair to judge him on the record. And fortunately for them, they're only a game out against all odds.
It's amazing. They're still in it somehow. No indication that they're ready for it, but they're still in it. Thank you very much, Mike Silver, NFL Network. Great to have you on. And enjoy Sunday over in Oakland, man.
All right, man. Thanks for having me, David.
Thank you. Mike Silver, NFL Network.